Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them and they follow me. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The feast of the dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus walked about in the temple area in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The expectation of the people that time, that they wanted Jesus to be a political leader, wanted that Jesus can help them get out of the Roman Empire. So this is not the aim of Jesus coming on earth. He is not a political leader. He is the one who wants to save our soul. He wanted us to change our life from within. At times we may say we believe in Jesus, but we need to follow his way. Jesus' way is always humble. Jesus' way is always the first one to love. Jesus' way is always to love unconditionally. By the time we learn these things, then our heart can be opened to the voice of God. If we keep things to ourselves, we are not opening ourselves. So it's very difficult to have the voice of the Lord. At least we cannot hear the voice of God, because our heart is not open. Tell Jesus that we want to follow him. Help us to open our heart. Help us to listen moment by moment. Help us to learn the way of love like his. To love unconditionally. To love all. Be always first one to love. And be joyful and peaceful, because this is the work of the Holy Spirit.